This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Sunday edition of the show. As always, we invite you to join us right here on the radio waves, where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight with you, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That's the point of the show. We do always bring stuff to the table as well that you might find worth discussing. And it wasn't long after I got off the show last night, because we do a live Saturday show, we do a live everyday show, but we were on last night, of course, as always, and we get done with this show at 10 p.m. Eastern time. That's shortly thereafter when I noticed the headlines about a massive attack, a mass stabbing, basically, in London. And this, of course, just following up the most recent attack in London as well, the explosion at the Ariana Grande concert. I guess it was Manchester, but in England, in Great Britain. So you had the Manchester attack, and then this one, London Bridge, where there were multiple assailants, apparently, and multiple victims, the Islamic State claiming responsibility. Story from The Telegraph, telegraph.co.uk. The Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant claimed responsibility for the London attack Sunday night, as the first victim was named as Chrissy Archibald from Canada. Seven people were killed and 48 injured in the attack on Saturday, with 21 fighting for their lives in a hospital. 12 people have been arrested in connection with the atrocity after an armed raid in East London. A further raid has also taken place in East Ham. It emerged earlier today that police fired an unprecedented 50 bullets to kill the three London Bridge terrorists because they believed the attackers were wearing suicide belts, according to the country's head of counterterrorism. Assistant Commissioner Mark Relly said a member of the public also received a gunshot wound in the hail of bullets from the eight officers. Pro-Islamic State social media users claim the London attacks were revenge for the RAF's Love from Manchester airstrike. I guess that's Royal Air Force, RAF. Yeah. According to the Site Intelligence Monitoring Group, a photograph emerged last week of an RAF bomb with a message, quote, "Love from Manchester," unquote, written on it. It was on its way to strike ISIL targets in Syria. According to the site, one Twitter user posted the image and wrote, quote, "This is your merchandise, and tonight we responded." So, what do you know? Violence begets violence here. You've got the attack that happened in Manchester on the Ariana Grande concert, where they, you know, basically attacked a bunch of tween girls and their parents. And now, you know, you have the Royal Air Force responding with Love from Manchester in the form of a bomb. And now a response to that, which, of course, the attack in Manchester was probably a response to whatever various different strikes in Syria and Iraq that the military there has been involved in.
Ian, I don't know how you can possibly say that this attack, and frankly dozens where the assailants have said over and over and over again that the reason that they do it is because of the West, you know, England, France, the United States' intervention in the Middle East. I mean, those people aren't saying that because they mean it. They're saying it because they hate our freedoms. They hate Christianity. They've hated Christianity for 1,000 years. They're nothing but a bunch of towel-wearing camel jockeys. For God's sake, we've got to continue bombing them, and then that way they'll finally stop killing us.
Are you channeling the conservative talking
points? I'm channeling
stupid
people who just keep on, like, don't even make any sense. Like, you know, like, you may or may not think that Islam is good or bad. I'll go on the record saying that I think Christianity and Islam are generally, when you weigh them out, bad.
I'd say they're about the same.
Do you call that bad?
I don't think they generally do good things overall for people.
I think that Christians and Muslims do good things. Like, there's some really good people within those religions. But those religions in and of themselves do nothing for me. I don't like them.
I believe they were formed by people who want to control others.
Yeah, like control others to fight the people they don't like, right? Like, that's really what this comes up down to is that, you know, one of the reasons that people get all upset about us on the air saying, oh, my God, blowback exists is because, well, they've got a position, and that position is anti the other guy, and we, our money, our bodies, our children are necessary to be burned in this war fighting those other people. Well, I don't want anything to do with it because this war is stupid, and we know what the results are. The results are dead people in both places. Because I can assure you,
dead innocent people.
Wherever that Love from Manchester bomb dropped, we didn't hear news story after news story after news story after news story talking about the women and children that were harmed in that killing.
Great point.
Now, you know, you can say that, well, you know, these are the ones that we care about, or this is more important, relevant news, whatever it is that you say. But, you know, the Muslims look at this and they say, hey, we're second class. And that's fine. I mean, you know, if you believe they're second class, that's fine. Ultimately, if you leave people alone, they will be much more likely to leave you alone.
It's the truth.
I think these Western governments, United States is really the only one that I can speak for, should get all their troops out of the Middle East. Let the Middle East come to whatever equilibrium it's going to come to. Israel will be fine, folks. Don't worry. Israel can defend itself. It's going to be okay.
If not, feel free to send them some of your own personal money.
Absolutely. Support whatever wars you want to support. The you know, there's plenty of history.
Go over there and sign up for their military.
By all means, send your children over there to fight and die for this really important event. But stop demanding my tax money. Stop suggesting that I'm, you know, I send my child to fight for these things. No.
So we'll talk more about this terror strike in London on the bridge here in moments and what their prime minister wants to do about it. Theresa May is the prime minister over there, and she has said she wants to crack down on the internet because that's somehow going to stop people from stabbing each other. We'll get into that. Toll-free number here, 855-450. Free, like freedom. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got David. He's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yeah. Different points of law. Continuing. Last night, we were talking about, I'm trying to dredge up the conversation, but we were talking about judges. And I forget the exact context to lay it out, but you'll get it in a second. My solution, one of my solutions that I've had to the problem being discussed was that immunity, that's what it was. Judges, police officers, frankly, you can extend it to virtually everybody in government and privately. I mean, in private life, we all have, or not we all, but many of us have licenses, insurance, bonds, etc., and our government workers should all have that exact same thing. You know, for instance, a judge in a case wouldn't need immunity with civil immunity. They don't have criminal immunity. If they commit a crime on the bench, they're liable for it just like the rest of us. Although, and yes, the qualifier is we do know that they commit crimes that they get away with. But if there's clear evidence, you know, if a judge pulls out a gun and shoots somebody in the courtroom and murders them, and it's not in self-defense and it's clear, then no, they're going to be tried just like the rest of us. But on the civil side, when they make mistakes, or if they do something, you know, negligently or, which would be a mistake, or if they do it intentionally, which would be malice, because in law, basically everything shakes out into either, negligence or malice. It's one or the other. There's, you know, or a combination of two. But if they're licensed and bonded insured, if they make mistakes on the bench or if they're malicious on the bench, you can then bring a complaint on the facts of what happened, and their insurance company can decide, you know, to fight it or to pay out the damages, you know, so the judge can make the mistake, and you can still get a.
Now, isn't it true that a lot of bureaucrats are bonded?
I don't know. Let's have the bureaucrats call in and answer that.
I'm sure they're going to get right on that. Yeah, I've heard that they are bonded, but that it is very, very difficult to go after that bond. Thank you for the call tonight, David. But, you know, having government bureaucrats being more responsible for their actions, I think a lot of people would support that. A lot of people who aren't the direct family members of those government bureaucrats. I mean, I think most people, when they look at that issue, would say, yeah, that makes sense. Why shouldn't they be liable for their negligence and malice? But in a lot of cases, they're immune. 855-450-FREE. You can join us. More on the terror strike in London coming up.
Last week at Consensus 2017, a cryptocurrency conference in New York City, an agreement was made between 56 companies representing 83% of the hashing power for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is an international internet currency that has, of late, taken the tech world by storm. In the agreement, they pledged to implement segregated witness, a long-needed patch for the Bitcoin software, at 80% acceptance instead of 95%, and increase the Bitcoin block size, relieving pressure on the network and lowering prices for transactions. This compromise is supported by the former head developer of Bitcoin, Gavin Andreessen, and Bitcoin.com's Roger Ver, along with 83% of the Bitcoin miners. Some of the core developers and the influential organization Blockstream do not support it, however. Although the finish line is not yet crossed, it may be in sight, and we here at Free Talk Live, along with most of you, breathe a sigh of relief, hoping that this opens the door to the continuation of the most important piece of software since the internet. Find out more at Bitcoin.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you may join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There was a terror attack, supposedly, last night in Great Britain. ISIS is taking responsibility for it, or claiming responsibility for it, and now there's a prime minister in Great Britain who's calling for internet restrictions as a result of this. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to stop people from getting stabbed in the future, but we'll see what she has to say for herself coming up here in moments with you tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And, of course, we invite you over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. They're free.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi. That's S-I-M-B-I. It's like symbiotic. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services that there are on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com. And, you know, just by getting an account, registering a service, and, you know, there's all kinds of other activities you can do to earn the currency right there on Simbi. You don't have to do an immediate trade. You can just get what you need. So if you need computer education services or accounting or voiceover work or video production, and I mean, just a whole bunch of things, you got to look at all this different stuff. Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts coming up. More on the terror attack in London last night. But first, we go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Ricky.
Gentlemen, good evening. How you doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky? Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I mean, I was thinking back quite a while back. I remember I was speaking to you, and Mark just brought this to my attention again when he was saying about religion. Now, I don't know if you possibly remember a good number of months back there was a show, and the topic was actually prostitution, and I made the point. No, actually, you know what I'm trying to think? I think Dara was on that night. But the point was that I made the point that it was unconstitutional. And I find it fascinating.
What was? The prohibition on prostitution?
Absolutely. The soliciting laws are ludicrous.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you.
Yeah, because, I mean, what I love about the moral majority, and there was the caller that night, and you, that's right, you were on that night. You really got into it with him because, and he was a big defender of this. And the reality is, who the hell are Federalists to say what a person can or can't do with their own body? And you know what I've come
to? Well,
who
the hell is anybody to say that somebody can't do something with their own body? I mean, ultimately, prostitution is a couple of things. It's people having sex and people exchanging money. And
both of those things are legal.
Separately, they're legal.
Right.
But combining them together, you'll get put in handcuffs and thrown into a jail cell and, you know, have your life ruined.
Which drives it underground, causes
makes it more dangerous.
Yeah, make diseases are much more rampant, and all the problems that go with prostitution are, you know, to a large extent, created by the fact that it is illegal.
Human trafficking.
Right. If I may add one other thing, I'll tell you what this also brought this into my mind recently. Somebody was recently mentioning to me about Jack the Ripper, and I was thinking about Whitechapel. And at that time, I mean, that was
what's
about
Whitechapel?
Where the bulk of the murders took place.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, but the thing was, it's a pretty impoverished area. But the reality is, I've come to this conclusion. The real answer at the end of the day is, one, because of the moral issue and the importance when it comes to the religious right, they just can't say it's okay and tax it. And also, I don't think that that's never an option either because they can't control it. And also, more importantly, no matter what circumstance you're in, male, female, or otherwise, anybody could just open up shop and make a living. Now, if you don't outlaw this, how the hell are you ever going to control people fully? There's always, it would be impossible to have that total control, if that sounds crazy or not.
So you're saying that if prostitution were legal, you believe that's some sort of linchpin to where if prostitution's legal, then they can't control people?
Well, think of it. If all else fails, I mean, everything, and you lose everything, including the shirt off of your back, you still got that.
You're saying if you've gotten, if you lose your job or whatever, you can always just go have sex for a living. Well, I don't think it's as easy as what you're saying it is. I mean, if prostitution were legal, then
there's competition.
There would be a lot of competition in the marketplace. And if you're not, you know, a good-looking man, Ricky, I don't know how well, you know, you do. Maybe you are a very attractive man, and you
would
do just fine. But you know, you got to remember, you're going to have you're going to have competition in the marketplace, and that is going to be an immediate check against your ability to just, you know, mail it in and make a living off of your own body.
Trump said competition is good. Wasn't that his whole answer to help?
Yeah, competition is great. That's why.
Is it the federal government that's outlawing prostitution? Because I don't think it is. This is my argument against the you said it was unconstitutional. But, you know, the federal government isn't doing anything about prostitution. Generally, it's state government.
Well, the feds are investigating human trafficking. But
sure. Isn't it the feds that control
human trafficking?
Aren't they like their bitches?
So, what?
Isn't the state like, you know, the feds' bitches at the end of the day?
Well, but regardless, I mean, the states are definitely attacking prostitutes. Prostitution's illegal in most, 49 out of the 50 states, basically. And so it's still unconstitutional. I mean, if there's the freedom to be able to do what you want in the United States, then, you know, it's clearly a violation of that, just in the same way that it's a violation of your freedom to do business, to be able to grow and sell marijuana or any other drug. These are all things that people should be able to do.
And that's another thing then, too, if you think about it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I find more than not in my travels, when it comes to cannabis or it comes to prostitution, I know from little on up, honestly, I know with prostitution that was the case. I mean, the cops were already kind of fed up with that as a waste of time since I was a little kid. But I know as of late, more times.
I don't know. Not all cops. There's still cops that are investigating that all over the place. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. You know, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There are a few police who have, you know, come out against prohibition of both prostitution and of drugs. They formed a great group called Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which focused mostly on drug reform for a long time, and they've renamed that group. They've rebranded into Law Enforcement Action Partnership, and they're now taking on additional issues of how the police in the United States should be reformed to be a more responsive, more humane group of people. And they do. They're really doing a good job. Law Enforcement Action Partnership. If you are a police officer and you share some of our beliefs that, you know, the war on drugs is an absolute insane war against our neighbors and, you know, counterproductive and, you know, not actually doing what it sets out to do, if you believe that and you want to see an end to that prohibition or also ending other prohibitions like prohibitions on gambling or prostitution, there's some good folks that you can team up with there at Law Enforcement Action Partnership. Their website, I believe, is leap.cc.
Ian, there is a television trope of the idea that prostitution is prostitution arrests and processing is a real sort of perfunctory revolving door process.
It's true.
And I say that because I saw it happen once on TV on a police procedural.
You saw somebody got arrested again?
I saw a line of prostitutes, yeah. And they were just being herded through, you know, to sign the paper.
Many of them who've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's some truth to that that depiction. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, which shows the show it's not helping the prostitutes.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free on this live Sunday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can join us online anytime. Just go to freetalklive.com. Bitcoin.com has recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. I just spent tonight $2 to send a $12 Bitcoin transaction. So it has gone, you know, it's gotten insane. It has been insane for weeks and weeks now. And we're seeing maybe some light on the horizon with Bitcoin, with this new consensus that was reached now a couple of weeks ago that's supposed to be implemented within 6 months to fix Bitcoin. But as of right now, we're still waiting on that to happen.
Yeah, it's 30. The segregated witness is at 32% at this point. Emerging consensus is at 42%.
Yeah, they're basically holding steady. And
Bitcoin.com reported this week that it has been reported. Now, that does not make it so. It has been reported by some expert or whatever that segregated witness may have some patent issues that would make it a real problem.
But whatever happens, you can find out the latest over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. Coming up, more out of London. What happened late last night on London Bridge with multiple people being injured by some knife-wielding maniacs. First, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Scott. He's listening in Massachusetts to WBNW. Hey, Scott.
Good evening, Mark and Ian. How are you?
Yeah, and Johnny Ray is here as well.
Johnny Ray, good evening. I'd like to discuss with you George Soros. For your listeners who may not be familiar with George Soros, he is the evil genius who was behind the Paris Climate Accord, which is a hoax, and so America did the right thing to get out of it. While we're at it, let's...
Now, hold on a second. I heard about this Paris climate thing. Now, isn't this basically a voluntary initiative that essentially Donald Trump is doing kind of a photo op, basically, by getting out of? I mean, that it doesn't really do anything either way?
I believe that. That's possible, yes. It could just be PR on the point of Trump. But let's be honest, we're spending billions and billions of dollars, and if it's going to hinder our economy, why not get out of it if we can give Americans jobs? You know, it's just a drag on our economy. And
I think that, as far as jobs is not, to me, a particularly good reason to do it. You know, for every coal job that's destroyed, there's a solar job that's created. So, why would that particularly be a reason to do it?
I think we should still get out. I really do.
Without knowing anything about it, I would probably side on getting out of it. I mean, I don't think that the United States government needs to be getting into any agreements with any other nations. They just need to allow people to trade. They need to allow individuals, businesses, people who are in business in the United States to be able to do business with anybody anywhere else in the world that they want to. And I don't think that the U.S. government needs to be having any say whatsoever over any of that. Now, I know that Trump would disagree with that because Trump wants to put in protectionist measures for U.S. businesses, which is, again, opposite of what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the government staying completely out one way or the other. So based on that, I would support getting out of any kind of a world agreements.
We should also get out of the United Nations, the World Bank, and NATO. This is all part of a one-world government, the New World Order, financed by George Soros, who was an evil international Jewish Wall Street banker.
Now, have they put the New World Order in yet? Is it finally the New World Order? Is that here now, or
it's already
here? Something?
It's here. It's here. It's
people
have
been saying that's coming for a long time.
They were saying Soros is a fifth columnist. They want to make America a communist country. We're already a socialist country.
Wait a second. Look, George Soros is 86.
Fifth column. Wasn't that from the show V about the aliens?
I don't know. George Soros is 86 years old.
Columnist is a slang term for a subversive. Those were the days of the 50s for Hoover. It's a fifth columnist, a subversive.
That's right.
He's going to die.
America, bring America down.
Okay, fine. So he's going to die in, short order, right? He's 86 years old. Will your problems be solved then? Because what are conservatives going to do when George Soros isn't around to blame for all the problems? Who are they going to blame next?
Blame someone else, yeah.
There'll always be someone else to take his place.
Clinton.
Always. You see, let me explain.
No. You got to have
Soros is a billionaire. Finances this Zionist occupied government we have.
I'm going to have to cut you short on this one. Your phone is just, real kind of crappy.
I could go to another phone.
Oh, could you? Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
Wait one moment.
So stand by. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
You need more of this?
You want to get it'd be nice to have the conversation if I'm not being distracted by the constant crackling in the background.
It's the dropping of these things that that don't get addressed. The Zionist occupied,
Well, we can address any
Jewish
of those
banker,
things.
The whole thing is just like every time this is what we go through, but he can't sort of back it up, right? I mean, okay, so George Soros is a wealthy guy who happens to have been born a Jew.
Mm.
How very friggin' interesting. When he dies and he's 86 years old, will we then be free of whatever the problem is? And I suspect
he's probably got a son.
The answer is no. Well, his son isn't going to be as motivated to do whatever it is just because,
I'm just saying, you were saying they were looking for somebody, right? Like they're going to
Al Franken. He's Jewish, isn't he?
He's not a billionaire, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, but George Soros will just donate his billions to him because he's an influential Jew.
Well, there you go. I guess suppose that's the next thing that's down the pike. I don't know. It seems like if you've got to find this one guy to blame your all your problems on, you don't understand the problems. If you're claiming that there's a new world order and that there's a one world government in place, I'm willing to agree with you as long as you agree with me that that government is likely from Washington, D.C. It's the United States government that is basically handing down, dictating.
Hello.
Jeez.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Hear you well, Scott. So here's
Mark, go ahead with your point.
Here's my theory. Okay, so there is a one world government, a new world order that's in place, but it's probably not the one that you think it is. That new world order is, in fact, Washington, D.C., handing down dictates about behavior to other capitals of other countries around the world.
Right, people like Victoria Nuland.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's the one who said F the EU, and she engineered the coup in Ukraine.
Okay.
And, well, I don't know what ethnicity she is, but she strikes me as fairly WASPy. But okay. she was a State Department of Washington, D.C.
It happens all the Latin American countries, they're constantly getting funding from the State Department, and with that funding comes rules. Rules, rules, rules. And I just this shadowy organization that controls the world.
The Bilderberg Group is meeting right now. Chris Cantwell
went down
there.
Show me how they do anything, this Bilderberg Group.
Well, that's the thing. You can't. You don't know what goes on in there because they keep everybody out, which is makes for very interesting conspiracy theories, right? Like they just by keeping the people out of the meetings, they all want to know what's going on.
It's a pretty failed organization if the one Ashkenazi Jew that was running for office in this go around was trounced immediately by the incumbent player in the Democratic Party. I mean, come on, seriously, Scott.
Yeah, how do you explain
how
that,
come
Scott?
The Jew didn't get elected, Scott?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you.
I got you, brother.
Yeah, let me explain to you and your listeners. You laugh about the Ashkenazi Jew. He's just the spearhead of it. Look, you've got the Jews that control Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, the media, Hollywood, AIPAC. You've got the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The bottom line is that the Jews wield enormous power in the United States.
Then why didn't they get the Jew in office? Why didn't they get the Jew in office?
I don't think he's got an answer. Thanks for the call, Scott. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450.
Looks like the white people have control to me, the Europeans, because that's why Trump got in office, and he was running against Clinton.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Also want to invite you to the Free Talk Live forum. It is sort of an experimental thing. We had for many years the Free Talk Live BBS, which was our forum that was very popular for a time, back before there were social media. The Free Talk Live BBS came about probably in 2003 or 2002, somewhere in that range, back in the very earliest days of this show, and went for about a decade, I would say, a little more than a decade before we shut it down and decided to shut it down because everybody was just, people just weren't going there anymore. It was over. It was time to end it.
A lot of forums got killed by Facebook.
They did. And unfortunately, Facebook has subsequently killed any kind of effective communications on Facebook. So now people are without any real significant way to easily communicate because Facebook will purposefully cripple your posts and make it so you can't reach everybody who you want to reach without opening up a message individually to each person and talking to them directly. So we're going back to a forum, although it's not a full Free Talk Live forum because I don't think there's enough demand to justify that. It's a Free Talk Live sub-forum on the Shire forums, which is a free forum that you can join. Just go to forum.freetalklive.com. There's a thread in there, actually by Dunker, who called the show last night. He announced his bike plan, where he's bicycling from South Florida all the way up to New Hampshire over the next couple of weeks. He kicked off that trip today, and he is posting updates in the forum thread there that you can find also on his website. But you go to forum.freetalklive.com, you'll find his thread there. And if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier now, and you let me know that you're on the forum, I will give you the new Free Talk Live amplifier badge. So you can get a little Free Talk Live logo next to your name there on the forum. So go check it out at forum.freetalklive.com. So we go to Kelly. He's in Springfield, Missouri, listening to KWTO. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. Great, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about North Korea.
Sure.
We're at a point right now where the decision really has to come down to, do we let them have the nukes or do we not? And the only way you don't is if you go ahead and you just devastate them. And I'm one of those that just kind of look at this big picture. I'm not sure I trust the government in saying that North Korea is as advanced as they are. I think they're trying, but I still don't believe they're the kind of threat that calls for any type of activity. But I also don't think that these sanctions are worth a darn. I don't think they mean anything.
Sanctions are a terrible thing because they basically prevent people from eating.
They don't prevent the world, the leaders of North Korea from eating.
Yeah,
it just makes it rough on the North Koreans.
Right.
And the North
Koreans is gotten happy.
Yeah, they don't. The North Koreans don't appear. I haven't seen yet where sanctions particularly are effective. When has this group of people who are now hungry and angry risen up, ripped the flesh from the bones of their evil leader, and deposed them and put somebody else in place? I haven't seen it yet.
It's getting closer in Venezuela, Mark, to that happening, but in North Korea, we would have no idea because there's no media there. There's no way to cover anything that happens. We only know what the North Korean government tells us and what the few people who are able to escape have to say. But I would agree with you, Kelly, on your assessment that North Korea, technologically, they're not even close to being able to strike anything besides Japan.
No, I don't think they are either. I don't like the silence of the media, though. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton have done a lot to create where we are today with North Korea. You know, they had a chance to do a lot more differently that wouldn't be as devastating as it is right now. I mean, 22 million people, you know, South Korea, I mean, there have always been people in the firing lines there. But the reality of it is that North Korea is more advanced today, I think, because of a lack of communication. You know, is he insane? Quite possibly. Are they able to be negotiated with? Maybe. But one thing I do know is if you look at our history back in the Vietnam and the North Korean, South Korean War, and being involved with that, no matter if they were insane or not, they were at a table with a lot of different minds and different people. And my guess would be that if you could get Kim Jong-un and his cronies at a table, the ones who are still listening and who are people who can be reached will be listening. And that's how you get your message back. That's my feeling.
Well, talking certainly is great. I think we would also negotiate with China in order to allow more immigration from North Korea. Figure out some way to look, hey, China, if you let those North Korea, we'll take all the North Koreans you can send. Mm-hmm. They can populate the abandoned houses in Detroit, whatever it is.
Sure.
we'll take, because I mean the problem that China has is basically the problem that the U.S. has along the southern border. They don't want a bunch of immigrants coming, poor immigrants coming across the border. So take them.
Would you agree, though, that, or maybe not? I mean, think of it this way: if he is censoring all that he's censoring, and there's a good chance that a lot of his people, especially generals, don't even know how close they are to getting pounded by us. And my feeling is that if you can get those people to the table, you can get the message to the right ears,
sure,
those ears will go back, start sharing. And there's a good chance if you want to dethrone Kim Jong-un, the best way to do it is get the people who think they have an opportunity and know the realism of what's going on. And then, see where that goes. And I think that that's...
There are probably some people within the military who would like to see themselves in power rather than Kim. Of course, they're also up against the constant brainwashing that goes on in that particular society, where I was actually just watching a video today that I saw on the social media about Yeonmi Park, who is a young lady in her mid-20s who escaped probably about 10 years ago from North Korea, and she goes around on speaking tours, and she's written a book about her experience.
She's very smart.
Yeah, she's really interesting and amazing to watch. Had a horrifying experience and terrible story to tell, but it's, you know, one that people need to hear. But she talks about how the brainwashing is very constant over there. They don't have any kind of like entertainment. She said there's no
right.
movies or TV shows about love or, you know, love stories or any kind of entertaining thing. It's all just propaganda about how the Kims are gods, basically. That's essentially all that they're fed over there. And so that's something you have to go up against. But it, you know, the big question is how penetrated amongst the North Korean community are these alternative ideas, these ideas that are not state sanctioned, the television shows and the movies that are being smuggled in on flash drives into the country to give people a window into that outside world where if you get caught with these things, you will be sentenced to like prison camps or possibly even death. So, I mean, it's a pretty scary place to try to access this information, but you do have to wonder how widely spread these ideas are, and there's no real way to get a feel for that. There's no way to know.
It's really what the gentleman was talking about earlier that's taking place that's driving us towards war. It's the banking institutions. It's the financial institutions. It's the world institutions that are all linked together. They're the ones that are pushing us to the brink of all of this. And unfortunately, I heard someone say it earlier on your show, and I think it was one of your individuals that are on the show, but they're right. I mean, our government is the one trying to dictate the world right now. And I would just say this, it may shock you because I've already been talking about the other things that make me sound differently than what I'm about ready to say, but we have two choices. And my thing is, if we're not willing to have a dialogue, and we're not willing to do it at all, then to me, you only have the other choice is to try to take him out because he is mutilating and starving and crushing his own people. And a lot of those people there, I mean, if what we would do is sometimes not any worse than what is already being done.
Well, the problem is the unintended consequences. So
I agree with you. He's a horrifying individual.
This was the claim with Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein, King Assad, Gaddafi. I can list off over and over and over again the mad dictator that we were going to go in and depose, and everything was going to be peachy keen, and turns out it wasn't.
That way.
And I think
right.
that, you know, the best instance is, like you said, the negotiation table, if you can get them to it. The problem is that North Korea has had a reasonable amount of success with rattling the saber as loudly as they possibly can. And, I mean, you're right. At some point or another, the United States is going, the government of the United States is going to make a decision as to whether or not they want to let North Korea have nuclear weapons. And I suspect the answer is no. And it's going to be terrible.
Kelly, thanks for your call. I appreciate the discussion tonight.
Thank you.
Yep, our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Join us.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own. And that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.